The Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Claire Maloney. And her and the Great Adventure are going to be at the Egremont Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts, tomorrow night. It's going to be a great show. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. How you been?
I've been doing pretty good, playing a lot of music these last few months and not complaining about that.
Well, that's great. And of course, how could you complain about, one, having fun, two, making music, and three, earning money?
In that order.
Yeah. Well, it is a job. You know, you can't.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can't put that aside. It is what it is. Entertainment is hard work, and you're a hardworking woman. I saw you on the internet, and we were just talking about this, and you could check out your YouTube if you want to hear what Claire Maloney and the Great Adventure sound like. You can hear a rollicking performance of Daybreaker at Bethelwood Center for the Arts. Now, what were you guys doing there?
We were playing the pre-show for Robert Plant and Alison Krauss on what they called the Horizon Stage for Emerging Artists. So we play right before the main act.
Huh. And how long was your set?
It was 90 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty great for an opener set.
Did you get to hang with Bobby or Allie?
We did not get to meet them, unfortunately, but we did end up sitting in the front row for their show, which was amazing. I think that they did this version of When the Levee Breaks with Allison and Stuart Duncan playing violin together.
Ooh.
And it was so out of this world, mesmerizing, amazing, that I audibly just stood there saying, wow. 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 For the entire duration of the song, I felt really bad for the person I didn't know sitting next to me. I couldn't help myself. I was just so amazed.
Have you never seen a live show? No. That's totally an amazing experience. Was our buddy J.D. McPherson playing guitar?
He was indeed, and he played an opening set before them as well.
Wow.
So he played like on the main stage, you know, at the showtime, and then with his band, which was awesome.
Yeah,
and
super cool.
And then he played with Plant and Krauss, and their whole band was incredible too. J.D. McPherson was there, Stuart Duncan, Alison Krauss's brother, I think his name is Vincent. He plays guitar.
Mm.
The whole band was just incredible, like the best players you could possibly imagine.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to Claire Maloney and the Great Adventure. The album Daybreaker came out in December. Have you been working on new material? What's happening?
Well, you know, we've been playing a lot of shows. We've been touring a lot, and I haven't really spent so much time, like blocks of time, sitting down and writing. But just the other night, I sort of sat down to go through like what I would call a scrapbook of ideas that I've been putting together. So I've kind of felt like we've been touring a lot and I hadn't been writing. And then I looked in my phone and all my voice memos to start to organize it. And I was like, oh, wow, there's actually a lot that I've collected that I didn't even realize, stuff I didn't even realize, remember writing down. And so that's kind of what I've been doing while we were on tour. I have like voice memos with ideas, or I have like one long note in my notes app, which just has like collections of lyrics. So we're going to take some time off in November and December, and I'm sort of going to be able to extract them and see how they might want to develop into new songs.
Yeah, it's hard work, like I mentioned. And a lot of times I experience as an artist, it takes a commitment to complete a piece of work. You have to really put energy and effort into it. So sometimes, if you're lucky enough, it just flows out. Other times, you may have like a line or two in your head and be like, that's a great idea. And you don't have the time to develop it. So I'll do the same thing. I'll just open up the voice memo on my phone, recite those two lines, and I'll see it some other time. But
yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. So you find that method of collecting these lines and then sorting through them, and then you'll get some solid ideas out of that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's interesting. Your point is exactly, like, has been my experience. And I have a lot of resistance to writing, which maybe you wouldn't think because I'm a songwriter and a musician, but it's much harder for me to sit down and work on writing music than it is to, you know, send an email or do some other form of work, you know, or drive 6 hours to a gig. It's easier to do that than it is to sit down and write a song. And sometimes, like, I don't know, I haven't had very many songs that come pretty easily. But like the song Dorado that you just played, like, that's a perfect example of a song that I had the melody for the chorus, and I had sort of an idea of what I wanted the song to be about in a broad stroke, but I didn't have any real lyrics, and it took months and months and months of me rewriting them. And I kind of used this process where I just would, like, write down whatever came into my head, and then I kind of used what that first draft as, like, it was like a series of clues. Like, there was a line that was like, you know, coffee, it was like coffee and cinnamon cake, and something like that. And I was like, okay, I think this line wants to be about food or have, like, some sensory imagery. And I knew I didn't want to keep that line ultimately, and eventually got replaced with On Lemon Trees Twinkling. So it had this sort of, like, sense of smell and color to it, you know?
Yeah.
So I kind of, like, was like a detective. I, like, went through the scraps, and I was like, what is this line really trying to capture here? And we just, like, whittle it away like that until I found the line that, like, you know, that I could sit with and sing and be okay with.
Now, you're playing tomorrow night at the Egremont Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts. You've been there before, and, well, what can folks expect?
Well, they can expect a rock and roll show from start to finish. So we love Egremont Barn. This will be our second time playing there, and we usually play two sets. Songs off the Daybreaker record. We have a handful of tunes that we play that haven't been released yet. And then we do have a long list of cover songs that we draw from. Lately it's been like, there's always a little Grateful Dead in there. Warren Zevon, Brandi Carlile, and Led Zeppelin. That we tend to kind of... Our covers come from that. But we feel it out. I think last time we were there, we had, like, a real dance party, and I think we even did, like, a Michael Jackson tune, if I remember correctly.
Wow, right on.
Yeah.
Well, nothing but the best. Knock 'em Dead tomorrow night. And now, how can folks stay in touch with you, social media, contacts, what's all that stuff?
Yeah, so the website is claremaloney.com. Claire has no I, C-L-A-R-E. There's a full schedule there. You can join a mailing list. We won't spam you because I don't have time to send emails more than once every 6 weeks. But you can sign up for the mailing list. We tour all over Northeast, Midwest, and we'll be playing a handful of shows this fall. And then on social media, you can find us at Claire Maloney Music on Facebook and Instagram. And you can stream our music wherever you listen to music, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, YouTube. And the band is Claire Maloney and The Great Adventure.
Well, do me a favor and say hello to The Great Adventure, fellas. And we look forward to seeing you in the future. And Knock 'em Dead tomorrow night at the Egremont Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts. It's going to be a great show.
Thanks so much for having me, Rick. It was really great to chat with you this morning.
Same back. All the best, and we'll catch up soon.
Yeah, rock on, man. Take care.
Right, bye. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Once again, our guest, Claire Maloney. Claire Maloney and The Great Adventure, Egremont Barn, tomorrow night. Don't miss it.